This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we're going to talk about the bizarre season of the 1970 St. Louis Cardinals. After winning the NFL championship in 1947 and compiling a combined 21-5 record in 1947 and 1948, the Chicago Cardinals fell hard, having only two winning seasons in their next 11 years. The team moved to St. Louis in 1960, giving them new life as they had five winning seasons and four losing seasons. In 1964, the Cards finished the season with a 9-3-2 record. But unfortunately for them, it was only good enough for second place in the Eastern Conference, as the Cleveland Browns finished with a 10-3-1 record and went on to win the NFL championship. From 1965 to 1969, the team bounced up and down like a yo-yo, with a bad season in 65, a good season in 66, bad in 67, good in 68, and terrible in 1969, finishing with 4 wins, 9 losses, and 1 tie. Cardinal fans didn't expect to have much to cheer about in 1970, but they were in for a surprise. The season didn't start too well. Receiver John Gilliam and tight end Jackie Smith gained over 100 yards, but the Cards allowed 6 sacks and turned the ball over 4 times. The result was a 34-13 loss to the Rams. Dating back to the 1969 season, it was their 6th loss in their last 7 games. The following week, running back MacArthur Lane ran for 146 yards on 28 carries and scored 2 touchdowns in a 27-17 win over the Washington Redskins. In Week 3, the Cardinals defeated the Dallas Cowboys 20-7. The game's big play was a 59-yard touchdown strike from Jim Hart to John Gilliam. The Cardinals had a much tougher time against the New Orleans Saints than expected, but some big plays and performances saved the day. MacArthur Lane ran for 132 yards on 16 carries, including a 74-yard touchdown run. Jackie Smith caught 5 passes for 149 yards, including a 49-yard touchdown reception from Jim Hart. The final was St. Louis 24, New Orleans 17. In Week 5, the Cardinals fell behind early to the Philadelphia Eagles 10-0. But from then on, it was all St. Louis as they cruised to a 35-20 win. MacArthur Lane had another big day, gaining 125 yards on 15 carries and scoring 3 touchdowns. Lane also scored a 4th touchdown on a 26-yard touchdown reception. John Gilliam had a big game against the Giants at Yankee Stadium, catching 7 passes for 119 yards. But the Cardinals' defense couldn't stop the Giants' passing attack. Quarterback Fran Tarkington lit them up, throwing for 280 yards and 5 touchdowns. Tight end Bob Tucker gained 150 yards and receiver Clifton McNeil added another 110 yards. The result was a 35-17 loss. The following week, they took out their frustrations on the Houston Oilers with a 44-0 win. John Gilliam caught a 46-yard touchdown pass from Jim Hart, while Dave Williams caught a 58-yard touchdown pass from backup quarterback Pete Bethard. Don Parrish scored on a 41-yard interception return. St. Louis outgained Houston 454 yards to 160 and allowed only 9 first downs. The Cardinals' defense pitched another shutout against the Boston Patriots, allowing them just 36 yards rushing and forcing 4 turnovers. MacArthur Lane had a 25-yard touchdown run. Final score, St. Louis 31, Boston 0. In a Week 9 game against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football, the Cardinals showed the world that they were for real. The Big Red defense had 4 sacks and forced 6 turnovers. On offense, running back Johnny Rowland scored on a 74-yard punt return, and receiver John Gilliams scored on a 48-yard reverse. The final was 38-0. It was the team's 3rd shutout in a row. They had outscored their last 3 opponents by an astounding 113-0 margin. These Cardinals were beginning to look like legitimate Super Bowl contenders. In a Week 10, the Cardinals' defense held the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs to just 43 yards passing and a 6-6 tie. Their 7-2-1 record tied them for the 2nd-best record in the NFL, and their defense had not allowed a touchdown in the last 4 games. The Cardinals' defense continued to play well in a Week 11 game against the Eagles, allowing only 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Jim Hart played well, completing 12 of 21 passes for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns for a 103.3 passer rating. The 23-14 win upped their record to 8-2-1. Only the 9-2 Vikings had a better record. The following week, at Tiger Stadium, the defense did its job again, allowing the Detroit Lions just 1 touchdown and 3 field goals. But offensively, besides John Gilliams, who gained 105 yards on 4 catches, the Cards played terribly. They gained only 38 yards rushing, 108 yards passing, had only 6 first downs, and turned the ball over 5 times. The Lions won easily, 16-3. But the Cardinals still held a half-game lead over the Cowboys and Giants in the NFC Eastern Division. If they could win their final 2 games, they would win the division and assure themselves a playoff spot. In their Week 13 game against the Giants, quarterback Jim Hart threw for 291 yards and 2 touchdowns. MacArthur Lane caught 5 passes for 106 yards and scored a touchdown on a 78-yard reception. Jackie Smith caught 4 passes for 115 yards and scored on a 47-yard reception. But just like their Week 6 game against the Giants, the Cardinals' defense couldn't stop the Giants' passing attack. Fran Tarkenton completed 14 of 21 passes for 242 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the Cardinals lost 34-17. 2 weeks earlier, the Cardinals looked like Super Bowl contenders. Now, they were in danger of not making the playoffs. Going into Week 14, only one NFC team, the Vikings, had clinched a playoff spot. 6 teams, the Cardinals, Cowboys, Giants, Lions, 49ers, and Rams, fought for the remaining 3 playoff spots. The Rams were playing the Giants and eliminated them with a 31-3 win. The Lions won their game, clinching a wild card berth. That left only 2 spots open. One was guaranteed to the 49ers or the Rams, who were in the same division. That meant the Cardinals needed to win their game against the Redskins and hope that the Cowboys lost their game to the Oilers. John Gilliam had another great game, gaining 125 yards receiving, including a 57-yard touchdown reception. But the Cardinals lost 28-27. Dallas won their game 52-10 and made it to the Super Bowl. Running back MacArthur Lane, tight end Jackie Smith, offensive tackle Ernie McMillan, linebacker Larry Stallings, cornerback Roger Worley, and safety Larry Wilson made the Pro Bowl. Wilson also made All-Pro. Smith, Worley, and Wilson are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What caused the Cardinals' collapse? Who can say for sure? The Cardinals experienced a similar failure in 1966 when they lost four of their last five games after going 7-1-1 in their first nine games. But at least in that season, there was a reason for the collapse, as starting quarterback Charlie Johnson suffered a season-ending injury and missed the final five games. The Cardinals never recovered from the 1970 collapse. Head coach Charlie Winter was fired, and the team had a 4-9-1 record for the next three seasons. In 1988, the Cardinals left St. Louis and moved to Arizona. In 2008, the Cardinals made it to the Super Bowl, but lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have not been to a Super Bowl since, and they have never won a Super Bowl. That concludes our podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.